And sports this hour being brought to you by Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo, Wyoming Building Supply. Bob Graham is alongside, along with DJ Dirk Korn, President, First Federal Bank and Trust, Riley Cook, Marketing Director. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Welcome back again on the show today as we are talking community commitment this morning. And we got a lot of commitment going on.
We do. It's exciting.
It is exciting. First off, you know, how did this all come about, DJ, that you wanted to look at the local fire districts? You know, yeah. Obviously, with from last year was probably a big factor included in that.
Yeah, just, you know, kind of looking around and going through the winter that we had and seeing the lack of moisture come along. And then we actually got a donation request from the Sheridan. Or I'm sorry, from the Dayton Fire and Rescue about some new things they were looking at doing out there. And we thought, you know, they're not going to be the only ones that that need some help this year. So what can we do to help raise the spirit of the community a little bit and get behind these guys and gals that you know, go out into the prairies and the structures and what have you to protect our, our homes and so forth. So, yeah, that's kind of where it started. And we thought, well, how can we best support something that can, you know, everyone can get involved with. And this was where we landed, and God bless Mary Kay. What a cool thing for them to come alongside the bank and match us. And 105 is just a small goal, Bob. I think we can blow it away. Right?
I think we can blow that away. Yeah. Cause already you put down 35,000 First Federal Bank and Trust. And then, Kim and Mary Kay Love Donor Advice Fund through the Wyoming Community Foundation matched that $35,000. Now we're asking the community to match $35,000, and we'd really like to blow that out, because if my math is correct, and I did use the calculator, that each of the districts are going to get $15,000 each if we raise that $35,000.
Yeah, you bet. And I last time I checked, fuel hasn't gotten any less expensive.
No.
I don't think parts and equipment, none of those things, you know, are going to be any easier for these fire departments as they navigate this upcoming fire season, and they could always use our support.
Yeah.
And this is just a small way to participate. Certainly, I know volunteers and so forth, there's a lot of opportunities to give back to our fire department. This is maybe an easy one, we hope.
Seven local fire stations, and you can help out. And there are ways to do that, Riley, to make those donations. Lots of different ways. You've made it really easy.
Yes, we've made it extremely easy. So you can go to our website, to the community commitment page. There's a link there to donate. We have QR codes in our lobbies, and they'll be in the Country Bounty as well. And you can also donate in branch at 671 Illinois Street. You can do cash or check, or however you want to.
That's right. So it'd be easy online,
yes.
Social media. You can go to the Country Bounty. You can click on the donate, which is safe and secure. We always want to remind folks of that, because
absolutely,
the QR code, and or just drop off your check or cash at 671 Illinois Street. And what we're shooting for is at $35,000, and we'd like to do more than that. But anything, any small amount will work.
Yes.
And you can make, because we're trying to make that additional match. Let's talk a little bit, DJ, about, you know, you mentioned community commitment and being a mutual bank.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference about that. Let's talk a little bit about that for folks that may not be aware of what a mutual bank means to be at, for you to hear us talk about First Federal Bank of Truck being a mutual bank.
Right, right. So yeah, we don't have you know, a family of owners or anything like that. We're essentially owned by our depositors. And so it's our duty to, you know, to make long-term decisions and be here, you know, to steward the funds that are in our bank and the loans that people have entrusted us with to help buy homes and so forth. And so you know, our mutual structure is a little unique in that we, you know, we don't have to meet that quarterly dividend goal. You know, our real give back is in the way of what we can do in the community and help lift up, you know, those things that are going on around our community and to offer our depositors, you know, a little better interest rate on their deposits with us. So, yeah, it's a unique structure, and it's one that we've been able to leverage and, you know, try to separate ourselves a little bit from our competitors.
Community commitment is what it's all about, and First Federal Bank and Trust does just that. Every time I turn around, First Federal is doing something. They're involved in something. They're donating to something. I mean, you guys really are, when you say community, really are that, First Federal. You back it up. You don't talk about it. You back it up.
Yeah. I mean, this, I think each one of us can look at the things this community has provided for us, and we've got a remarkable community in that way. And so for us as a bank to be able to drive some of that, those opportunities to give back or help, this mission or that mission, that we have so many wonderful nonprofits and foundations in our community doing great work across the entire county. And it's just helpful that there's some support there, and we're pleased to do so, and we're fortunate to do so.
Now, when people make that donation, if they scan the QR code that's in the Country Bounty or scan it at a branch office or however they do, there's just something to be aware of, that it's when you see the words, because I made my donation already, and you see auto books.
Yes.
Don't get excited.
No. That is our cash management platform. It is a full service bookkeeping solution. Something that we offer for business customers and, in this case, nonprofits to collect funds and in donations in this case.
So if you see auto books after you make that donation, don't worry. It's all good. You got to tell people, this day and age with scams, and you guys, you're right there seeing it every single day and just getting just a barrage all the time, isn't it?
So it is.
It's understandable. People should be cautious.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to make sure you know where you're navigating and what those expectations, if pages look a little different than they did the last time you visited, you might slow down, take a look around, maybe make some calls, call the bank.
Right.
We can walk through that stuff on the phone and try to see the same thing you're seeing. There's no reason to not be safe. When it comes to guarding your financial assets, and they're scammers. They're getting better and better all the time, and we're right there with you to fight through that stuff.
Yeah,
so use us as a resource if you've got questions and something's not if you got that gut feeling that something's not right, trust it. And if it is right, still maybe we did make a change, but we're happy to talk that through rather than expose someone to something that could otherwise be avoided.
7 local fire districts are going to benefit from this community commitment mutual match, if you will, with First Federal Bank and Trust leading the charge, and then Kim and Mary Kay Love for their donor advised fund through the Wyoming Community Foundation contributing $35,000 to match that. And we're asking you out there to help us out and match an additional $35,000. And again, Riley, lots of different ways to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
You can go to 671 Illinois Street, the old location.
Right. Yeah, come see us.
Where it all started down there, right? It's not really that old, though, No.
That's our shinier one.
That's the shiny one.
That's right.
671 Illinois Street, and you can donate there as well if you want to just drop off a check or cash and make it real easy. But we are wanting to secure this for the local fire districts because, man, I'll tell you what, like you said, fuel, just to start those big trucks up and go out on a training exercise or whatever, it's just a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, where they're funded by mill levies and property taxes, I think we've all seen the benefit of what those property tax deductions have done, at least in our mortgage payments and so forth for those of us that are still making those. But that paying that tax is a little easier on us at home, but it's the result is it's not making its way into some of these special districts. And so revenue's down, so they're more reliant upon donations and grants and this is what we're trying to do, is to add back to some of that revenue shortfall that they're experiencing. And we're grateful for the tax benefits, but at the same time, it's going to have an impact elsewhere. Some unintended consequences perhaps. Especially when no one planned for this wind and weather to be what it's been.
I know, right?
Just praying that
a small reprive here.
Yeah,
just in the last few days.
That has been nice, although that wind needs to calm.
Yeah, the wind needs to calm because it just sucks the moisture right out of the ground. We don't know what the summer is going to bring. We don't know what kind of a fire season it's going to be. So, but we need to be prepared for it.
That's the idea.
and you can help First Federal Bank and Trust. And let's get this match, and we can get that money in the hands of these local fire districts. And let's keep our fingers crossed for a great season. And then, you know, and if anything, if the fire season isn't as bad, they need additional equipment all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, you think about the technology and things that they're using.
Yes.
You know, radio upgrades and, I mean, you know, just new trucks. We've seen what those go through. I mean, just the wear and tear they take. There's no doubt they'll find good use for it. And if they don't, you know, maybe it goes into the winter and they can hold on to it for the next fire season. I guarantee it's going to get put to use.
Riley, tell us about where we can donate again.
You can donate on our website. If you go to the community commitment page, there's a link to donate. There will be QR codes in this week's Country Bounty. We have social media posts with the link and QR codes as well. Or you can donate in branch at 671 Illinois Street.
Okay, lots of ways to do it. If you could help us out, we'd really appreciate it. DJ, thank you. Riley, thank you for both coming in early morning hours and talking about the community commitment mutual match from First Federal Bank and Trust and helping our local fire districts. We'd sure love to have you contribute any amount that you can. So thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks, yeah, Bob.
Thank you.
All right. There we go. All you have to do is make that donation. Community commitment, First Federal Bank and Trust. Let's raise that $35,000, shall we, for our local fire districts. We have Fox News. It's on the way. Sunshine, 52 degrees right now at the Sheridan County Airport. Going to be a sunny 77-degree day, 76 tomorrow, 80s and 90s into the weekend. Fox News on the way in 1 minute.
Choice for Congress. We can send another politician to Washington, or we can send Frank Chapman, a rancher, a businessman. Frank knows a thing or two about balancing a checkbook. Frank's no politician. He's a conservative fighter for people like us. Frank Chapman for Congress.
Frank Chapman lives Wyoming values. Hard work, straight talk, and Frank's never backed down from a fight. Chapman is a rancher, a father, not a politician. Frank Chapman is the conservative we need in Congress. That's why conservative groups like CPAC have endorsed Chapman.
I am blessed in that God put me in a place where I could succeed.
Frank Chapman is the fighter we need in Congress.
Frank Chapman, Wyoming rancher, American businessman. He'll seal the border, back our ICE agents, unleash American energy, defend your Constitution, and make America great again. Frank Chapman, conservative for Congress.
Paid for by Fighting for Wyoming, fightingforwyoming.com, who is responsible for the content of this advertising, and it is not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.